This is Nathan with Subculture.com. I'm here with Dre and Connor from All Us and Drugs. How's it going, boys?
Amazing,
good,
thank
man.
You. I'm melting in this sun right now.
Tell me about it. I've been sitting here just waiting for the band, so I'm just not getting a nice tan, you know?
I'm
I say you're getting
pale, you know what I mean? I need to get up with summer vibes, mate.
It's going alright, though, yeah. How are you enjoying it so far on the outdoors?
Very much so, mate. It's like been a while since we've been able to like come out and enjoy ourselves in the outdoors, so yeah. It's great, man. It's
have awesome. You had a chance to camp or anything?
Unfortunately not. We've got to go home tonight.
Oh, you're kidding?
We have to get our van for a festival on Sunday, so...
Oh, of course, yeah. But
luckily, Jamal can stay, so he gets the party for us, so...
He gets to have some fun, though.
Yeah.
You've only been on the scene for since 2012, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And already making quite an impact. Where would you say your influence lies?
It depends, really. It's mostly down to sort of the main songwriters, which is Damo and Jason. So you're looking at sort of 90s grunge all the way to My Bloody Valentine for Damo.
Yeah.
And then Chili Peppers to Jeff Buckley for Jason. So
I could definitely see a bit of Chili in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. All that stuff. I mean, to be fair, like, even though we've all got different music tastes, we can all sort of meet in the middle with what we like to listen to. So
oh, yeah.
There's nothing that anyone hates.
I think Deftones kind of like
they're the ones that
involves
really
us all really for a main influence.
If you had to pick a middle ground band for us, it would be Deftones really. So.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, that's fair enough. Look at your shows to come. It looks like nothing but festival appearances. Any particular you're looking forward to?
All of them, man. Seriously, all of them. Because like when we keep getting like the offers in and see what we're playing, it's all festivals we look at and wish we could go to and especially play, so like don't matter for us, just any of them are great, you know.
Yeah. Can't wait for NAS Festival, really. That's the next one. So.
Oh, that'd be cool. I love NAS Festival.
Oh, I can't wait to go.
So take me with us if you.
Yes, take me with you, bro.
If you've got loose morals and you're up for a good time,
that's good to me. Cool, man. Speaking of festivals, how was downloading?
Oh, it's really good, man.
Insane, man.
Yeah,
loved it.
Another level for us.
I think because I read a couple of reviews from other, because obviously I didn't get to see you guys on the day, like I was there for Saturday when it was torrential rain, you know?
And that helped, really.
Yeah.
It helped pull everyone in our tent when we were playing.
That's true, yeah. Oh, that was a good show,
not because we're genuinely amazing or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just for rain.
Yeah, the rain made everybody come.
They all seemed to like
thank
us.
Christ, I'm in Wales. Yeah, thank
it's
Christ,
it's Dalton.
Oh, I'm so used to that in Wales,
man. It was
man.
Purple, man.
Yeah, if we played a main stage, nobody would be there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'd have been escorted off site.
Yeah.
Told to fuck off back home.
Get back to Yorkshire, man. No, it was good. It was really good.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it was awesome, wasn't it?
Have you bumped into any of your heroes yet?
We did it down though.
We all met Steve Harris, bass player from Iron Maiden, was just hanging around the back of the stage. He was like,
just chilling there.
Picture, mate.
It was awful, man. I had like Steve Harris goggles on. I wasn't looking at anybody but him. And I was like wondering what to do. Like, it's like, yeah. And this guy's like, oh.
Yeah, that's
like massive
I'm sorry.
Bodyguard, like, because he's already getting harassed by some other fucking band.
Yeah.
We were just talking to each other in front of him, like telling him stories about themselves. It's like, Steve Harris, man.
Yeah.
Ask him why he wrote these fucking Run to the Hill bass lines. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell him about your shitty little tar.
Exactly. Yeah.
I guess we're just overwhelmed. I'd have probably done the same thing. Like, I live in Cashel for me, Steve Harris. You haven't been there.
Yeah. They got in Portaloos when they met him.
Oh.
Getting rid of my load before the stage.
What's all load? Bit of shit, a bit of sea.
Oh, all the load you can think of, man.
Every load in the world.
Sick, shit, wank. Oh, all sorts.
Sorry, this is going AWOL now.
Take
it
a
was
load
going so
off,
well,
man.
I'm going to go over here,
mate. How do you feel your performance went, anyway?
About 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's not good because we haven't played like a gig in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, as good and as fun as it was, we're all just like...
We smoked 4 ounces of weed last weekend as well, which probably didn't help.
Yeah.
But it's nice.
That's fair,
it's good.
It's good that, like, literally.
Not all of us, like, for the record, not all of us, just probably mainly me, and I won't name any other names.
He's hard as fucking, mate. Yeah. He can smoke
like,
loads of weed.
Have you seen
so,
me?
Such a druggy bastard.
No wifey's here, son.
It's not even a drug, though, isn't it? Like, weed should be legal. It's amazing.
Speak it out, mate. Speak it out. Fucking love it. I don't understand like how he's not even here. How he can wear that how we can wear that that fleece thing.
These are the things like, you have to do really if you want to maintain your image.
I was wondering why the like a bottle of water was seriously a good idea. Like jeez, like I was
getting He's losing his hair, you see, so he needs to, like, before we get too old to be in a rock band, he needs to, like, get a strong image on the go.
Yeah.
I haven't struggled just to wear shorts, mate, I'm playing like that.
I can take them off for you.
Play it nude, bro. That's something new, isn't it?
Kick your nose, mate.
You've had too many. Are we staying?
Only second.
We're good, yeah. And the only two questions got left, boys, ones I'm asking everyone today. What was the last album you bought?
I got loads of free vinyls, like, about a month ago.
That's fine.
Oh, I got some fucking...
Any particular stuff?
Awesome stuff. I got, like, Perfume Genius's most recent album.
Okay. Biffy Clyro, Vertigo of Bliss, Pulled Apart by Alice's Blood, FBK Twigs. We got so many between us, didn't we?
I got Jack White's, like, last solo album. I even got a vinyl player, man. You know, I got loads of vinyl and I need to... I ended up listening to it. I got Warpaint, like, their first release and my last release.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's a good tune.
Oh, that's fucking sick, man. And the other one. What is the best piece of advice you felt you've ever been given?
Don't stop.
Don't stop?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I love
don't
it.
Stop. I said be yourself. I think a lot of musicians spend a lot of the time, especially when you're young, like, concerned with who am I, like, you know, who am I going to be, but, like, be yourself, like.
Yeah.
People won't give a fuck about you if you're trying to be somebody they want you to be.
Do what you want.
And you're not going to be happy. So, like, just be yourself. And if you're a good person, you're doing something for the right motives, it'll come from.
Yeah. Well, is that, like, I've never seen that point in just kind of conforming to what other people see of you. Like, it's just, what's the point?
It is, but it's so easy to do it, and I think a lot of people do. Like, not
it's
even just generally.
Really.
Not even just generally with music, I think with life choices in general, people will feel afraid to be themselves, you know. Yeah. Like, it's hard to break the mold, isn't it? And you're like,
oh yeah,
and be the odd one out in your generation, I guess. Like, when so much is set upon you from everything, what's happened? Like,
yeah, man.
It's just that balance of judge and be judged. It's need to do that, really.
Nah, man. There's no point. Oh, so how long are you here? How long are you here for now? Before you have to pack up?
Oh, we'll be here till tonight, about 8 or 9.
Oh,
maybe.
Nice. I say, boys.
Unless we're getting pissed, then we're staying.
In fact, if we're getting pissed, then we can stay.
Nice. That's designated driver, is it?
Yeah, we can sleep in there. It'll be alright.
In the tent, yeah, I love it.
Boys, I'll just go up to
just tell anyone who you are in those tents over there. They'll be like, boys, come in for a fucking...
Jamal's going.
We will actually try that, actually.
Corinne said we could stay in here. She got 5 men tent and there's only Hannah staying.
Oh, really? See how it goes.
Yeah, I want to stay with you.
Keep drinking those cows.
Birthday this weekend, man.
Keep drinking those beers. If we've got somewhere to stay.
Well, cheers for talking to me, boys. Way, nice, boys.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Have a good one, man.